Good evening, everyone. My name is Anastasia Robertson. I'm a resident here in Troy. And at first, I'd like to start out by thanking everyone for coming out, especially the press in all forms. I appreciate you taking out the time to listen to our concerns this evening. As everyone is quite aware, there was a report by the state that came out this week in response to the death of Mr. Thevin, and also it shed light on some inconsistencies and irregularities in how that particular situation was handled by the Troy Police Department, also by Mr. Abeloff, and just general overall in the handling of circumstances in the city of Troy. We're here tonight to address some of those grievances and also to speak about how the mishandling of that particular situation, how it reflects on the McDonald case and other cases here in the city of Troy, and how we would like to see some of those issues addressed. One of the things that we would like to talk about is having enforced a civilian review committee. Now, it's been said today in the paper that there is a civilian review board in the city of Troy, which basically is defunct and has been for quite some time. The mayor refuses to address any questions concerning it as far as filling those seats. There are 8 seats that are supposed to be filled by the mayor. The mayor says that he doesn't want to take any questions or any concerns in regards to it at this time, as there's an ongoing investigation into the Demeek McDonald case. We fail to understand how that ongoing investigation has anything at all to do with filling that civilian review board. What does one thing have to do with the other? What we're looking to do is to bring justice to the city of Troy, to bring some balance and some semblance in how cases are handled by the Troy Police Department and by the District Attorney's Office and all other agencies that are affiliated with handling police misconduct and police actions in the city, and how our citizens are interacted with. We believe that the city owes something to its residents, that it owes a line of communication and fairness to the residents of the city. We're not here to say that all policemen are bad, or police women for that matter are bad, because that is not the case. But everybody, regardless, deserves fairness, an unbiased approach, without prejudgment on how their case is handled. And these are some of the things that were brought out in that attorney's report, in the state attorney's report, that these things were not allowed to happen. And now we have an officer who will not be brought to trial because he was given immunity, the case was rushed, evidence was tampered with, testimonies and witnesses were pretty much pushed to the side. And that's not fair to anyone. It's not fair.
There's been every case out here in Troy City Court. That's bullcrap what you say. This has been going on for decades. Stop lying. This has been going on for decades. Okay? They've been lying in courtrooms and trials and everything. They've been falsely charging people out here with crimes that don't exist. Okay? I went through it. I know what I'm talking about. All right? So stop lying. This didn't happen with this shooting or this thing. This has been going on in Troy for tons of decades.
This is excuse me. I understand. I understand exactly why. I can understand the frustration of the lady in the back. I understand your frustration, which is exactly why we are asking for things like the civilian review board to be put in place.
Talking shit. That's what the fuck is your problem.
I understand. That's exactly why we want a civilian review board to be put in place, to avoid these type of situations. All right?
17-year-old. Everybody's getting beat up like hell. Fucking
Let us speak.
Fuck you.
And this
okay.
That's just some of the frustrations of the people.
As you can see, this is exactly why, one of the reasons why we need a civilian review board. People are frustrated because there does seem to be an ongoing kind of bias going on in our city, and it has to be addressed. And one of the ways to address it is by allowing citizens to participate in the process. And one of the ways of doing that is by having a functional, in-place civilian review board. Another thing that we're asking is that the city stop the delay and the stalling of having dashboard and body cams on the police officers and in their cars. This is something that we've been fighting for a long time, and we keep getting stalemated and blocked. We understand that the PBA, which is the Police Benevolence Association, says that that is a separate issue because it is an issue that has to be resolved through through the union.
Which is ridiculous.
But there is no reason why it's been 4 years plus that they're still arguing over this. Every other city across the country can find a way to make this work unless you don't want it to happen. The mayor has the authority and the power to step up and say that these are things that must be done and they must be resolved. And this is what we are demanding from the mayor, to either step up to the plate and behave and act in accordance on behalf of the community and the people that he has been voted in to represent, or to give us an explanation and possibly, if need be, then step away. To step away from the position of being mayor if you cannot govern as such. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to happen overnight, but I want explanations. The people demand explanations and deserve explanations as to why these things are not happening. Everyone wanted an outside, impartial review of what took place on that bridge that day, that man died. You got the state to step in. That is an impartial board of people. They are not Troy residents. They're not on Troy payroll. And yet everyone still wants to undermine that report because it makes the poor Troy police look bad. If they did something wrong, accept the fact we did something wrong and let's fix the problem. We can't always be 100% right all the time and have the sun shining on us. When our policemen do something right, we step up and we say they did something right and we give them the glory that they deserve. But when they do something wrong, then we have to take that on the chin too and make the steps necessary to correct what is incorrect and fix it. And it only serves to make us better. There are a number of people here tonight that would like to speak to you and let you know where their hearts stand. And all we're asking is that with an open mind, with a bit of fairness, that you listen to them, take into consideration what is being said, and take into consideration that what they say and how they feel are really a reflection only of what it is that you yourselves even feel. Making one person feel safe in our city is making everybody feel safe. Being fair to one is being fair to everybody. If I'm not safe, then that means you're not safe. I'm afraid of the same boogeyman that you are. Because there's nothing to stop one of us from doing harm to one that doesn't fall back on the next person. So, with that said, I'd like to first introduce Messiah Cooper, who is the uncle of Dameek McDonald. And then we'll have some words from Mark Mishla, who is the lawyer for Dameek McDonald. And then we'll have some words from Amani Abula. Thank you.
Thank you to all that came out and took time out of their busy day to come here tonight, this afternoon. As for me, I'm somewhat frustrated. It seems as though the laws of this land just don't work for me and my people. We're held accountable by the laws, but the laws just don't work when it comes to protecting us. Now, in my assumption, the Attorney General pretty much stated what I already knew. A man was murdered up on that bridge. They covered it up. And now, from what I heard, no one can be held accountable because it'll be double jeopardy. I want to know how many other cases did they tamper with. I have relatives that are locked up that went before Abel Love. I just want to know how many other cases he mishandled, him and his officers. But as the lady stated, this behavior hasn't just begun. This has been going on for the past 40 years. 40 years. Now, someone told me that laws simply mean legally assert white supremacy. Now, if that's what they stand for, we have to rewrite these laws. They have to be rewritten. We have to be included. Me personally, I don't feel they will respect us until they see us as an equal. In the Constitution, we still are 3/5 of a human being. We have to change all that. No wonder they put a dog before me. If I'm only 3/5 of a human being, then I'm not even whole. So there has to be changes made. I can't live in a land that just don't want me in it. Again, I'm ready to die for my freedom. Freedom just can't be a word people use. The very laws that apply to this land seem to only apply to me and my people. And if that's so, then every human family has to take notice. It just can't be us. There was a thing I read about a very wise man, Haile Selassie. It was just before the World War broke out. He addressed the League of Nations. He spoke to them. He told them on the atrocities that was being performed on his people. At the time, see, Italy was bombarding them with mustard oil, mustard gas, and to the point to where the livestock was uneatable, the water was undrinkable, the people could barely have enough energy to get up out of bed. And he said to the League of Nations, if you turn a blind eye to what is happening to my people, then I ask you, who's next? It wasn't long after that Hitler began the World War. Now, I say, if things don't change, we're heading towards another World War, unfortunately. And I see this happening around the planet, We're being ruled by tyrants everywhere. We were being ruled by tyrants then. Now, if things don't change, and there be a one America instead of two Americas to me, there's America for everything other than black, and then there's a black America, and it can't be. It has to be one America. All nations must take notice to what's happening to my people. You can't allow us to be shot down in the street and no one say anything about it and turn a blind eye. You can't make the truth a lie. And with that, our fight is hard. Because if they done all the wrong things they done to that case, do I think there's going to be justice in my nephew's case? Not the justice I want. He'll get a pat on the back. Well, I say this. We don't want that police officer in our neighborhood. We don't want the one shot my nephew in our neighborhoods. I don't care if they find a job for him. They better find a job somewhere else. They better find a job for him somewhere else. And we don't want to pay their pensions. We don't even want to pay their pensions. And this is the last thing I'm saying. Now, I thought they had a brotherhood down there. But I guess the brotherhood is skin deep, too, because they backed a murder. They covered up evidence for a murder, but they stand to prosecute a so-called thief. Is it because the thief looked like me? Things have to change.
Thank you, Messiah, and thank you, Anastasia. And thank you all for coming. My name is Mark Mishler. I'm an attorney. I represent Demeek McDonald. From the beginning, we knew that there would never be justice for Demeek McDonald as long as the Troy Police Department was involved in the investigation of the use of deadly force by Officer Jared Eiler against Demeek, who was shot while sitting in his parked car on 8th Street, not far from the location of this press conference. We knew this in the way that one knows such a thing, with knowledge based on the historical experiences with the Troy Police Department, as well as from experience of how things generally work in this country when a black person is shot by the police. We can now state unequivocally that we were right. I wish this were not the case. It would be a relief to hear that the Troy Police Department, when confronted with the task of investigating an incident of police use of deadly force, would undertake that responsibility seriously and with the goal of ascertaining the truth. What could be more important than to do this type of investigation properly? Under our law, the police are given extraordinary power, including, under very limited circumstances, the authority to use deadly force. When such force is used, it is essential that there be a full and fair investigation and that there is accountability for the exercise of this extraordinary authority and power. Now we know for certain that neither the pursuit of truth nor public accountability are the goals of the Troy Police Department. Thanks to the Attorney General's investigation into the police killing of Edson Thevenin, which occurred just a little over a year before the use of deadly force against my client, Demeek McDonald, we know without any doubt that when investigating an incident of police use of deadly force, the Troy Police Department lies, actively covers up for officers, prejudges the outcome of their investigation, obstructs other agencies with expertise from participating in the investigation, grossly mishandles civilian witnesses, including threatening civilian witnesses, fails to arrange for forensic analysis necessary to a proper investigation, and fails to properly evaluate the evidence in its own possession. These aren't my words. This is the Attorney General of the State of New York report after an exhaustive and detailed investigation that they performed. This is shameful. The scope and depth of the cover-up by the Troy police in the Thevenin case is astounding and chilling. To now hear the mayor and other city leaders continue to defend the actions of the police department and to disparage the Attorney General's investigation is frankly nothing less than traumatic for people who live in Troy. Let us be clear. If they did this in regard to the use of deadly force against Mr. Thevenin, then we are justified in concluding that they must have done the same or intend to do the same in regard to their investigation, the use of deadly force against Demeek McDonald. And let us also be clear that lying, covering up, grossly mishandling witnesses, failing to obtain proper forensic investigations will inevitably lead to future incidents of the improper use of deadly force by Troy police officers. Every single Troy police officer now knows for sure that whatever they do, the department will have their back. And that if pesky little things like contradictory evidence gets in the way, the department will take every imaginable step to undermine or sabotage that evidence. The actions of the Troy Police Department, supported by the city administration, place all of us, all residents and visitors to Troy, at grave risk of harm. D'Meek McDonald deserves justice. The people of Troy deserve justice. Justice starts with a proper investigation. Therefore, we call on the governor to immediately appoint the Attorney General's office to take over the investigation into the use of deadly force against D'Meek McDonald. The Attorney General's office is the only agency that has shown itself willing to dig in and take seriously what it means for a police officer to use deadly force and to go wherever that evidence leads. And we need them to do that for D'Meek. And justice requires accountability. We call on the city to immediately change course, to accept the findings of the Attorney General's office into the killing of Mr. Thevenin, to promptly institute the changes recommended, and to take further steps, such as the establishment of a real civilian review board with independent investigatory power to ensure the safety of the people of Troy and the real accountability of the Troy Police Department. Thank you.
Peace. I'm so sorry that we are here. I'm glad that we're here together. I look forward to the tomorrow where we don't need to gather for matters like these. May we remain strong and unwavering in our demand for what is right. May we make it so. We do not want any more of our children shot by the Troy Police Department. We demand the implementation of the changes recommended by the Attorney General's report. We demand the creation of a genuine civilian review board with the power to oversee the actions of the Troy Police Department. We do not want to see any more of our children shot by the Troy Police Department. We do not want more police officers to become murderers. It is avoidable. Our children are not collateral damage. We cannot stand idle lest we be participants supporting the murder of the innocent, like the many people who turned the other way knowing that the Holocaust was happening one neighborhood over. It is our responsibility as elders, as those with vocals, as those, the masses, with privilege of freedom and responsibility to work for it for us all. Because a lack of freedom is what we are seeing here in Troy, New York, and across the nation, and it threatens all of our safety. And so folks who are not mobilized because it wasn't their family or somebody didn't look like you, maybe that's understandable because it's scary, but isn't it scary? Isn't the fact that innocent people are wounded and murdered every day with no outcomes other than the pain and distrust and anger and devastation, loved ones lost daily, isn't that scarier and unacceptable? We know the stories of empires that have fallen from greatness. Messiah talked about what is happening. We all see it. Don't we already know the impacts of our fear, of our inaction, the collective dragging of our feet as the tide is washing us towards the future? Non-movement goes against anything in history that has led us to more positive change, to real safety. We have to be courageous now. My message is for my neighbors, for elected officials with the courage to be unpopular amongst those who do not care about the well-being of us all. Never forget that a small group of people is what changes the world. Every single time, it is what is true of any social justice movement, any civil rights movement. Change doesn't have to be popular to be necessary. We all have varying degrees of power, and we have say in this system. We need to question the collective culture that allows us to turn the other way, to allow ourselves to be distracted and unmoved by this pain. We are so numb, terrified, frozen. Gunshots are loud, and prison is everywhere, and death is real and forever, but avoidable in so many cases involving interactions between innocent and unarmed civilians and armed servants of the masses. There was a time in this country where it made sense for the people in charge to ignore the plights of women simply because of their body parts, where it made sense to degrade black people legally for the shades of our skin. That's still happening, to sacrifice babies for the sins of adults. There's going to come a time where every living person recognizes what is happening today as deplorable and unacceptable. So let that day be today. To Governor Cuomo, to you, we have the great honor of ushering in a new era, a bloodless shift in power, because time is up for folks who are afraid to give up the legacy of slavery that makes it okay to beat and destroy black families without consequence on a daily basis. Time is up. We have the honor and responsibility to bring about this change. We will not be stopped. Freedom cannot be delayed. It will be brought forth like a wave. We will not be stopped. And we are confident that the governor, the representative of all people of New York, will show up for justice. This is obvious, it is easy, it is necessary, it is essential and expected of an administration that has publicly declared a commitment to restoring New York's progress as the progressive capital of the nation. Let the affirmation of black lives and police accountability be added to the groundbreaking accomplishments like marriage equality, fair minimum wage, paid family leave, all of these different comprehensive policies to end sexual violence, ending the heroin and opiate epidemic, AIDS epidemic by 2020. Obviously, these are beneficial things for all New Yorkers. And we need the same power and gusto and force from the governor for all New Yorkers being denied freedom and justice. How can we be progressive if we continue to ignore the way that the legacy of slave patrols and racism shows up in justice and police accountability? Who is safe? Who is brave enough to stand up for what is right? If not the mayor, let it be the people and those who want to share power with us and exemplify that democracy fall in line with us. We demand the implementation of the changes recommended by the Attorney General's report. We demand a creation of a genuine civilian review board with the power to oversee the actions of Detroit Police Department. For the dignity of our people, for the mental health of our children, the truth. Remember that this call comes to you in the very week that we celebrated the legacy of the radical lover of justice, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In his honor, justice for Dameek, Devenin, freedom for all political prisoners, and freedom for us all.
Thank you.
Good evening. It seems like lying is the order of the day. From the administration all the way down to the local municipalities. Think not that you get in the way, because God is just and his chastisement is swift. And you might have not have to answer to me are these people up here. But you see that picture of that, those two little kids and their father? Those are the ones you're gonna have to answer to. I guarantee you, you're gonna have to answer to them two little kids. Trust me.
Yes, I don't know the exact link. Sure, no worries. Sure, hi everybody. So we're just gonna close things out. Thank you all for coming. You know, great to have the community support. Great to have community really engaging with, you know, the problems that are happening locally that are being pointed out at the state level. We put out a petition this week actually, from the Justice for Dameek McDonald group that is specifically asking for the Attorney General to take on the investigation of Dameek McDonald. So if you all would please, it's on Facebook. A lot of you probably have it in your email inboxes already. Please just take the time, look Justice for Dameek, and you'll see the petition, and please take the time, just a few moments of your day, to sign the petition. Basically, what it does is kicks the investigation of Dameek McDonald up to the state level and takes it away from the Schenectady, DA, thank you, DA. And makes it so that, you know, the investigation can continue in an impartial and fair way towards the family of Dameek McDonald. So if you would please take the time and check that out, and please, you know, follow Justice for Dameek on Facebook and your social media outlets. We'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we'd love to respond to what those errors were, but it would be nice if the mayor would state exactly what those errors are. I haven't found any errors, but if the mayor would be kind enough to publicly address them, we'd be more than happy to discuss them. We cannot discuss something that hasn't been addressed.
You said you think that shows a problem with what's going on in the city with the police department?
I'm sorry?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's an outright lie. It's an outright lie. I want anyone in here to tell me how, because that particular intersection, there's actually, let me see, I believe there's 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe upwards of 6 cameras, and all 6 cameras failed.
They don't lie.
All 6 cameras failed, including the police cruiser. Now, the AG already determined that he wasn't being, Thevenin wasn't ramming him with the vehicle. Thevenin was shot from several different angles. I'm quite sure you've seen the report on the news. Why would you ask me a question like that? Are you trying to question truth?
I say, if the mayor wants to address any specific irregularities, he can address them to us, or better yet, he can address them to the Attorney General since they put out the report. That's even better.
Yes. But in any event, the mayor, along with the police department, is going to have issues, meaning issues in the event that how can we trust that they're going to handle any investigation dealing with any of our loved ones when they, per se, commit a wrong act or break the law, that they're going to be just in handling. They covered up a murder. What else would they cover up?
Any other questions?
Yeah. Any other questions?
Hmm. If there's no other questions, then we'd like to thank everyone for coming out. We do appreciate you taking the time. And please, on change.org, you find the petition, as well as on the Dameek McDonald page on Facebook, you will also find a petition. Please take the time to read it. If your heart moves you, please sign it and share it. Like I said, justice for one is justice for everyone. All right. Thank you. Thank you.